Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 6th, read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day. Lessons. I find the willingness to give thanks by contemplating the lessons learned from past suffering. Lessons which have led to blessings I now enjoy. I can remember how the agonies of alcoholism, the pain of rebellion, and thwarted pride have often led me to God's grace, and so to a new freedom. Bill W., AA Grapevine, March 1962. Thought to consider. Remember that we deal with alcohol, cunning, baffling, powerful. Acronyms, trust, try relying upon the steps. Just for today, from the three legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous. At the foundation, meanwhile, we had taken a significant action that was incorporated in these traditions. In 1945, we wrote our early supporters, Mr. John D. Rockefeller Jr. and the 1940 dinner guests, that we would no longer need their financial help. The book royalties could now look after Dr. Bob and me. Group contributions could pay the general office expenses. If these were insufficient, the reserve accumulated out of literature sales could meet the deficit. This meant that we had finally declared for full self-support. Since that time, AA's Board of Trustees had steadfastly refused outside contributions. Alcoholics Anonymous, Comes of Age, page 203-204. Daily Reflections, The Idea of Faith. Do not let any prejudice you may have against spiritual terms deter you from honestly asking yourself what they mean to you. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 47. The idea of faith is a very large chunk to swallow when fear, doubt, and anger abound in and around me. Sometimes just the idea of doing something different, something I am not accustomed to doing, can eventually become an act of faith if I do it regularly and do it without debating whether it's the right thing to do. When a bad day comes along and everything is going wrong, a meeting or a talk with another drunk often distracts me just enough to persuade me that everything is not quite as impossible, as overwhelming as I had thought. In the same way, going to a meeting or talking to a fellow alcoholic are acts of faith. I believe I'm arresting my disease. These are ways I slowly move toward faith in a higher power. As Bill sees it, growth by the 10th step. In the years ahead, AA will, of course, make mistakes. Experience has taught us that we need have no fear of doing this, providing that we always remain willing to admit our faults and to correct them promptly. Our growth as individuals has depended upon this healthy process of trial and error. So will our growth as a fellowship. Let us always remember that any society of men and women that cannot freely correct its own faults must surely fall into a decay, if not into collapse. Such is the universal penalty for the failure to go on growing. Just as each AA must continue to take his moral inventory and act upon it, so must our whole society if we are to survive and if we are to serve usefully and well. AA Comes of Age, page 231. Big Book quote. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show, humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, "Thy will be done." We are then in much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, or foolish decisions. We become much more efficient. We do not tire so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. Alcoholics Anonymous, Into Action, page 87. 24 hours a day, AA thought for the day. In AA, we must surrender to give up. Admit that we're helpless. We surrender our lives to God and ask Him for help. When He knows that we're ready, He gives us by His grace the free gift of sobriety. And we can't take any credit for having stopped drinking because we didn't do it by our own willpower. There's no place for pride or boasting. We can only be grateful to God for doing for us what we could never do for ourselves. Do I believe that God has made me a free gift of the strength to stay sober? Meditation for the day. I must work for God, with God, and through God's help. By helping to bring about a true fellowship of human beings, I am working for God. I am also working with God because this is the way God works, and He is with me when I am doing such work. I cannot do good work, however, without God's help. In the final analysis, it is through the grace of God that any real change in human personality takes place. I have to rely on God's power, and anything I accomplish is through His help. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may work for God and with God. I pray that I may be used to change human personalities through God's help. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. This is Kurt. I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.